Did you know that South Korea has a rule called Cinderella Law, which disallows under 16 gamers to play online video games after midnight till 6 a.m.
You're listening to the Xbox Hub podcast, the official podcast of the xboxhub.com. For the latest Xbox news, reviews, videos and opinions, make sure you visit the xboxhub.com. But for now, settle down, get comfy, and open your ears for some podcast delights.
Hello, welcome to the Xbox Hub official podcast, episode number 10. My name is Gareth Briney. I'm going to be your host. And to my virtual left is Mr. James Burks. Got your name right twice in a row, haven't I?
You did. It's a miracle.
And on my virtual right is, for the second time running on this podcast, Mr. Richard Dobson. Hi, Richard.
Hey guys, second appearance.
Second appearance. Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Thank you.
Welcome to episode number 10. Now, I think if you were married and you had 10 years, it would be, you'd give a gift of tin. So if anyone wants to send us some tin, that would be appreciated, wouldn't it?
A tin of beans, that'll do.
A tin of beans.
I like beans.
I love a tin of beans.
Yeah.
What's your favourite beans? Heinz? You too?
Definitely Heinz.
Yeah, but I like the curry or the barbecue flavoured ones.
Oh, barbecue.
Wow.
Now you're talking.
Okay, I've never had those.
I'm hungry now. Can we have a break?
Is this a northern thing? Barbecue and beans?
No. Pretty sure KFC do them as well.
Ooh. Yeah, they do. All around the country.
Oh, nice, okay. What have you been doing this week, you two? Anything fun the last 2 weeks? Kid? James?
Not a lot. I was meant to go to a concert, but unfortunately, I've had a chest infection.
Oh, no.
So it's been a terrible fortnight, really. Thanks for bringing that up, Gareth.
Who are you going to go and see?
Sigrid, a Norwegian pop singer.
Wow.
Yeah.
And where, do you think Sigrid might be listening to this? Is she a gamer?
She plays a lot on The Sims. Ooh. So maybe.
Oh.
I mean, if she's listening, if she can come back, that'd be great. Private concert.
If she's listening to this podcast for the last 9 episodes, she'd probably think it's not about games. I don't know what it's about.
That's a bit worried about me, though, if she's listening to my answers to questions.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry about
that. I'm not dangerous.
Yeah.
Just putting it out there.
Okay. So if she is listening, James is not dangerous and he'd like to go to the concert again. That's what we're saying, isn't it? Sigrid.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a shame, but I like that. Richard, what have you been doing? Anything fun? Anything of interest?
You know, it's been a quiet few weeks for me in the sort of run up to Christmas. We've been mainly staying in, watching I'm a Celeb. In the run up to Christmas when everything starts to get a bit more hectic.
I'm a Celebrity. Now, I haven't seen I'm a Celebrity since 1992 or something. So, to tell me, who's going to win?
It's close. It could be any of them this year. There's not a runaway winner that, as there has been in previous years. I can't call who would win this year.
Mm. Is Jordan still in it?
No.
Peter Andre?
She got voted out about 10 years ago, okay. I think.
Yeah. They don't want her back.
No. She needs the money, though.
She is bankrupt, isn't she? Oh, my God, yeah. Okay, so I'm a Celebrity. It's a weird time now. See, it's a weird time for us playing games. It's such a weird period because it really quietens down, news quietens down, everything quietens down. What did you get in the Amazon Black Friday? Anything at all, if anything, James?
Not a lot from Amazon.
Okay.
It was quite a poor sale this year. Oh. And the one bargain I did get elsewhere turned into a bit of a fail. Because I got a really good deal on some Korean merchandise, let's say. And then by the time it got here, it came quite quick, but I had an import fee to pay, which was more than what the merchandise was worth. So it was a great deal gone sour.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, another bad thing in the past 2 weeks. Thanks again, Gareth. Right, I'm tight again.
Richard, did you buy anything?
I bought a new PlayStation VR headset.
Ooh.
Because I'd had one previously, but the rabbits that we have had chewed the wire, so it wasn't working. And to replace it costs £175. So my thinking was I would wait till Black Friday when they went down to about £200. Mm. Picked one up and then saw I'm in the process of selling everything extra that I don't need so that it should negate some of the cost and make it a little bit cheaper to replace it.
And so more importantly, you've got rabbits in the house.
Yes, yeah, we have two house rabbits.
I like that a lot. And do you build, do they get around everywhere? Do they have warrens? Do you have little paths for them? Or are they just free?
We have cages for them when it's an evening, but when we're home, we tend to let them roam around. They are, they're potty trained.
Good.
But they're not fully house trained in the sense that if they see a skirting board or a piece of wallpaper, they will chew it.
Okay. Are they listening in now?
No, unfortunately, we've had to send them away for a few weeks.
Oh, no.
Because, they're not fully... We've got two of them, but they're not fully bonded.
Right.
And B, we're going away in a couple of weeks, so we've sort of combined those two things into one. So when we come back off the holiday, we can pick them up and they'll be fully bonded.
Oh, I hope so. Mm. God, this is it's like a Christmas story.
Christmas well, romance.
Yeah, right at the last, on Christmas Eve, they're going to bond and there'll be musical numbers. Now, James, what's your... Now, James, every... People who don't listen to the podcast, every episode does he's learning Korean, and you've got a Korean word for us. What is it this time?
See, I've been thinking about this.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to go with Son Sang Nim.
Son Sang Yu.
No, Son Sang Nim. Nim.
Son Sang Nu.
Nim.
Okay. I'm not going to repeat it again.
No, you're not quite getting it, but it's fine. You don't have to.
What does that say?
That just means teacher.
Why did you choose this word today?
It was either that or pizza.
Always pizza.
And do you know what pizza is in Korean?
Oh, we're going to get two words. This is a bonus. Go on.
Pizza. Yeah.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Teacher pizza.
I didn't know this.
Pizza teacher. You can put those two together. Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're now, something new, don't you?
Every episode, we have psychological questions that I can work out our guests, and we put together a profile. As we know, James's profile is very deep and very disturbing. Richard's is very fresh. He's only done one, so
now,
I'm going to ask you some questions to both of you first of all, and then we'll do some would you rathers. So we'll start with James first of all. Same question. So, what weird food combinations do you really enjoy, James?
Oh, I quite like tomato sauce sandwiches.
Oh my word! What?
Sometimes with a bit of cheese.
Oh. Well.
Because why not? What else do I have? It's weird.
That's.
I do have a lot of weird food.
Tomato sauce sandwiches. Is it? How can you get hold of them? They just fall apart.
Well, pretty much, yeah. It's a bit messy.
Okay. Richard, what's your weird food combinations do you enjoy?
I'll be honest, when you first asked that question, that was the same thing that popped into my head as well.
Really?
Wow.
But without any cheese.
No, it's not.
No.
No cheese, just tomato sauce sandwiches.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I'm sure Laura would say that I have a few, but I can't think of any others.
Okay,
but
that's good.
Tomato sauce sandwich was the first thing that popped in my head.
I'm going to have one. I fancy one now. mine would be, I've got a weird thing when I'm really enjoying eating like hot food that's cold now. So I think I'm preferring, like if this is stew, I really like it cold. I think I prefer it cold than hot. Is that weird?
It's probably more flavoured.
No.
When it cools down, it does get more flavoured.
Ah.
In general, I think
I prefer food colder than hot anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm not mad.
No, no.
Well, you are mad, but not in that sense.
Good, good. Okay, second question. What movie can you watch over and over again without ever getting tired of it?
Oh, my word.
Well, I'm going to ask that to Richard, first of all.
Yeah.
Mine would be Spirited Away.
Ah, yeah. That's a lovely movie.
It is.
Why that one? Why would you want to watch that again and again?
I think because when I first watched it when I rented it from a Blockbuster. So that's going back a few years. And I watched it and fell in love with it straight away. But I watched it in English first. And then I was like, I want to watch it in Japanese. And I literally watched it straight again, but with the Japanese dub and English subtitles. And I think it's just one of those films I could, every time you watch it, there's something different that you notice because the animation's so clear on it.
Yeah.
That, yeah, I could just watch that one over and over again.
And how many times do you think you've seen it?
I haven't seen it for a few years, actually. But I introduced my little cousin to it 3 or 4 years ago. So we went through a period whenever she was around that we would just sit and watch it. I think that was 10 or 15 times.
I like the way you're passing it on as well. That's really nice.
It's mainly for my benefit, but obviously
absolutely.
She wants to watch it as well.
James, what about you?
Well, since it's Christmas, I would have chose Elf, but it's not really Elf. For me, I think it's Batman, the original Batman. I'm talking Super Camp, 1966. Adam West Batman.
What, the film?
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. I used to watch that apparently all day, every day, as a child. And I've watched it loads since.
Have you watched it loads since?
Yeah.
How many times?
Cracking film. I wouldn't like to say, but it's definitely getting well over 50. Well over 50.
And also, James, I know this about James. He's watched the American Office, the whole 9 seasons of it, all 10 where it is.
3 times.
3 times over. And you're thinking about going back again, aren't you?
I'm not thinking. I am going to do it.
Oh, my word.
I can't resist.
It's very good. Mine would be The Godfather. I think I've seen that loads of times.
I've never seen that.
It's a great, you've got to watch it. It's really good. And I think I've watched that so many times. And every time I watch it, I see something new. Yeah. Okay, question 3. This is a hard one, actually. Where is the line between art and not art? And I'm talking about that in games. When does a game become art and when is it not art? It's a really hard one. Richard.
Mm. Thanks.
Yeah, thought you'd like that.
You go, Rich, take it away.
So I think a lot of walking simulators are considered art.
Yeah.
The likes of Firewatch, Gone Home. Those sort of games.
Why are they considered art? That's what I mean.
I think it's because you can take your time with them. And I know, for example, when Firewatch came out, there was a bit with where you pick up a boombox. The boombox is by a lake and you're not even supposed to pick it up, but I picked it up and I brought it back with me to my Firewatch tower, basically. And I just absorbed everything that was playing on this boombox, which was almost like a passing moment in the rest of the game.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think things like that are definitely considered art. Whereas if you look at, say, Grand Theft Auto, for example, because everything in that game is so fast-paced, like you're driving through this massive city. I mean, I'm not saying that it's not art, but you wouldn't, if you were to sort of present a game as a piece of art, I don't think Grand Theft Auto would be your first choice.
I like that. It's controversial. You might have some people, but I think it's that's what you think, and that's we respect that, Richard, and in the safe space we've got in this podcast. James, what about you?
I'd just like to echo Richard's thoughts.
You haven't thought about anything, have you? You haven't got an answer, have you?
I've just been daydreaming. Sorry.
It's all right. But, I stole your tomato ketchup sandwich idea, so...
I think it's a case of, if it's an artistic game, everyone seems to take something different from it.
Yeah.
Whereas with a regular game, everyone goes, oh, yeah, it was good because of this. And you go, yeah. But with a narcissistic one, it's everyone's got a different story to take out of it.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like if you're playing Call of Duty, you've got there are artistic decisions in Call of Duty, and especially in the cutscenes about the way things look. But it's
everyone
about
feels the same, don't they?
It's about the gameplay more than anything else.
Isn't yeah.
It? But if you're on a kind of walk-in sim, or if you're all doing something like Journey or something, you have many different. The story isn't given to you on a plate, is it? Is you can have interpretations of it.
Yeah.
Lovely. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Okay, would you rather, very quickly, let's do James first, his three. Would you rather wake up in the middle of an unknown desert or wake up on a rowboat on an unknown body of water?
Probably a rowboat.
Why?
Because I don't mind water. It'd be a bit hot in the desert. Too hot for me.
But you are on the water.
Yeah, but it won't be hot. Necessarily.
Well, it might be.
And cool down in the water.
But you don't like the water. I'm not asking. I'm not questioning this too much.
Move on.
Would you rather have the police hunting you for murder that you didn't commit, right, or a psychopathic clown hunting you down? Police or clown?
The old question.
I think clown.
You'd prefer the clown, the psychopathic clown.
I've seen enough clown films to know how to deal with them.
How would you deal with a clown?
You send them back to the sewer.
Good, simple as that.
Yeah.
That's what they do in your neck of the woods. Just send them back to the sewers.
Yeah.
Okay, last would you rather live a comfortable and peaceful life in the woods in a small cabin without much human interaction, or...
Yeah.
A life full of conflict and entertainment in a mansion in a city.
The first one. No people, no bother.
But you'll be rich beyond your wildest dreams.
Don't care, people annoy me.
Do I annoy you?
Let's move on. Next question.
Okay, Richard. Thank you, that's it. Richard, would you rather be feared by all or loved by all?
Feared by all.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I think you gain more respect that way.
Fear. Wow, Richard, I'm writing this down. This is my big red pen's coming out now.
Is this a James answer?
This is massive notes in the folder. Watch out. Supervision at all times. That's what it's got. Okay. Okay, here's the next one. Would you rather be reincarnated as a fly or cease to exist after you die?
Oh, God.
So it's all gone, or you can come back as a fly.
Probably cease to exist.
Not be a fly?
No, and yeah.
You've got eight eyes.
Yeah, but people don't like flies. Well, people fear flies, I suppose. So.
That's their problem. That's their prejudice. You know, it's up to you to champion the fly movement.
If I've lived a life where everyone's feared me, then I think ceasing to exist would probably be for the benefit of everyone.
Yeah, as they sort of burnt your grave. They just got rid of all your record of fear, decades of fear. Swiped it away. Okay, last one. Would you rather live your entire life in a virtual reality where all your wishes are granted, or would you just live in the normal real world?
Venturing into Matrix territory, is that little bit? But would I know if it was a virtual reality?
Would you know?
Or would I be oblivious to that fact?
You'd be oblivious to the fact. You'd be living that one.
That one then, yeah.
Okay, so you want to get
rid of... know any different.
Okay. So you want to get rid of all your real world life now and then just go into virtual reality?
Yeah, why not?
Good. Like it, Richard. Beware, red pen. Yeah, okay. Good. What have we been playing? Let's get to games. We've done a bit of games, which is quite good for us after 24 minutes. what have we been playing? Let's start with Richard. What have you been playing at the moment this last couple of weeks?
So I finished Star Wars Fallen Order.
Okay.
And very much enjoyed that. There's a few surprises in it. I don't know how far you guys have got on it yet.
I think I'm about halfway through.
But there was an advert that came out, I think, for Black Friday for Star Wars, and it revealed a massive spoiler, and a lot of people have been complaining about it.
Okay.
So I won't go into too much detail with it, but no, I really enjoyed it. I thought the mix of the gameplay, the exploration and the combat, I thought was really good. And I really enjoyed the story that it told. It felt like very much like a Star Wars story and a setting.
Should I tell you that I've got one problem at the moment with it, right? And I think it's the whole respawn stuff. When you've got Dark Souls, for example, and your enemies respawn, so if you save at a certain point, you can choose to heal up completely, but all your enemies respawn. In Dark Souls or something like that, it kind of makes sense because you died and it's magical. In this, it doesn't make any sense. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah, because it's not like, even though it's set in space, it's not like that fantasy setting.
Yeah.
Where everyone just comes back to life all the time. No, I do get that.
So when you kind of go out and see four stormtroopers attacking the same thing they were, you know, four levels back in the same area, that disappointed me. That's the only thing that I went, I don't know if this... I can see what they want to do. They want to make it more... The gameplay as well, harder, if you choose that hard level for that kind of Dark Souls. But that's the only thing that's upset me a little bit about it. A bit like, oh, dang. It's taking me away from the story a little bit, but I do like it a lot. I think you're absolutely right. It's a really good
I think what they do differently with that though is that I felt that Fallen Order, as opposed to Dark Souls, was much easier to sort of find out where you were going.
Yeah,
you always, because you had a map, you could sort of follow. So even though you were respawning enemies a lot of the time, I felt that you'd gone past that area anyway, so they weren't going to be a factor.
Yeah.
It is a bit strange.
It was hard also, there's lots of brilliant positive things which you've really highlighted, and also in your review, you've done a great review with that as well. It's the things like backtracking, I hate, you know, when you've done a sort of like boss and you have to go back to the ship after you've done a level.
Yeah, no fast travel back to where you need to be.
Yeah, that annoyed me as well. Mm-hmm. But I'm really enjoying it, though. Really enjoying it. Good. Star Wars. Anything else? Anything else you've played? Let's do James, then we'll come back.
Yeah.
And you come back. James, what have you played?
Well, nothing as good as Star Wars.
Okay.
I'm playing more indie games. One of them's called... It's quite a complex title. It's called Football Game.
Right.
Now, bear with me here.
Yeah.
It's a game, and it's about American football. But it's a point and click. It's like a 90s version. You know, like inspired by the 90s point and click games.
Like Monkey Island or something like that.
Yeah, but nowhere near as good. Quite bland. Basic.
Yeah.
But great for gamer score.
Oh.
Got 1,000 in less than an hour.
Wow. That's a fiver. That's good.
So, it's about this American footballer who has to get to his football game and find his girlfriend, and there's a bit of a twist in there somewhere, but it's so boring.
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't for the game score, I wouldn't have stuck with it. Not quite Star Wars.
No.
But I did find a slightly better game this week.
Yeah.
Which was Hexalogic.
Hexalogic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Sudoku, but with hexagons in some ways.
Is that the advertising logline?
That's what you should have gone with. Yeah, they didn't go with that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So you've got to add up the hexagons to a certain amount of numbers in each column, each row, etc. It's just really relaxing.
Oh, that's good.
You can pick it up. I think it's £2.50.
Yeah, it's very nice. I think I reviewed it, and it's... But I couldn't make sense of the main menu at all. That was my biggest problem with it.
The controls are a nightmare.
Yeah.
Navigating the levels and that. But once you're in the level,
it's
a really relaxing game. I mean, £2.50.
It's great these kind of really cheap games. They're doing a lot of them this year. £2.50, £4.90.
It's only in the sale this week. Oh, okay. So you need to get on it quick.
Okay.
Hexalogic.
Okay. I've been playing a game called Simulacra. I think I've said that right.
I think you have.
And Simulacra, I'll say that again. I'm testing my luck here. Is a game where you basically, it's a bit like, it's other games like this. You find a mobile phone. That's how it starts. And you've got a mobile phone, you see it on the screen, and it's not yours, and you've got to kind of work out what's happened, whose it is. So the phone belongs to this 22-year-old American girl called Anna. And something that's very strange with it as well, so it has a little bit mixture of horror, so it glitches, and it's a bit odd, but you have to kind of go, and on her phone she's got like chat, like we have on a smartphone. There's a sort of like a Twitter alternative. There's emails that you have to find a password to log into, gallery videos, and a dating site like Tinder. But it's called something else. I can't remember what it's called. And then you just go through this, and immediately you start to get text messages from an ex-boyfriend and a best friend, and you have to sort of make decisions about, you know, telling the truth. I don't know who I am. And then trying to work out what's happened to her. And then it gets very strange. It's really good. I really enjoyed it. I put it on and then was completely hooked for like 4 to 5 hours. I think I did it in two sittings. Mm, but I think I would have loved to have done it in just one. It's really inventive. Like the little things that happen. I'll give you one example which I really like. I don't think this is giving it away, but at one point the phone reboots and you go, oh my God, what's happening? And then you've been sort of like being as Anna on this phone. And then the phone starts again and then says to you, can you enter your name? And so I put in Anna. And they went, that's not your name. Put in your real name. And it really freaked me out. It was like Saturday evening about midnight. I went, what is this? Right, so it's great. I'd really recommend, if you want something different and good to play, it's just really interesting. And lots of multiple endings. So you can. It's got a bit more playtime.
It's quite cheap, isn't it?
I think so. I didn't remember.
Just under a tenner, I think.
Yeah, it's really worth it.
Mm.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Richard, anything else?
I had a quick go last night on Halo Reach.
Ooh.
After that launched, did the first level on that. But yeah, going to finish that one off in the next week or two, I think. But I think Reach is probably my favourite Halo game, which is strange because it's not got the Master Chief in.
It's really good. I remember it. It's great.
Mm.
And that's on the Xbox Game Pass, yeah?
Yes, yeah. If you've got, well, it's part of the Master Chief Collection, so which is on Game Pass. So if you've got Game Pass, then all 700 achievements now in that game.
Wow.
Are all free to get.
It's amazing.
Halo Reach, good. James, another one? Any more for you? Any more ones? I've got one more.
Yeah, you go with yours because mine are quite boring.
Well, no, not. Don't put your games down. You talked about Sudoku and.
I've been playing Gems of War again.
Oh no!
You don't want that.
Gems of War. I just started and it's. I think it's. I can talk about it. Yeah, I've done Arise, which came out yesterday, Tuesday. We're talking about, and Arise: A Simple Story, and I've started playing that about halfway through and reviewing it, and it's lovely. Get that. I'm already saying get it. It's a great platformy Christmas game. You play
Christmas?
Around. Yeah, it has a Christmassy feel. It isn't about Christmas, but it has a Christmassy feel to it.
That heartwarming vibe.
Yeah, and it's really clever. The gameplay is you do platforms, but you can change time around. So you can rewind or fast forward time to events to make platforms appear and disappear, which has been done before.
Like Braid.
Exactly, yeah. But it's really lovely. It's a great. Really nice. Really enjoy. I'm only halfway through, but I'm really enjoying it. Okay, good. Any more games for any more before we move on? No.
I was just going to say I've been playing Final Fantasy VIII again. Because Neil's been chasing me for a review on it, but don't tell anyone.
That's not Neil.
But yeah, it's very good. It's a very different Final Fantasy game from the others. But it's not one that I touched originally much when it first released, but this time it's completely different from what I remember.
Do you start off in a school getting taught?
In that one, yeah. You are in a school, but the school's a military school and you're a soldier.
That's right.
It's not like a typical school in that sense.
Yeah, I remember. Are you enjoying it?
Yes, yeah. I've because it's one of those games that it's easy to break the combat in it with you, because you take your magic from your enemies basically, and they all scale to your level. So, but you can easily start the game off by taking all the magic from the enemies, because they have unlimited resources,
right?
And just sort of buff up your character way beyond your level would suggest, if that makes sense.
That does make sense, yeah. Okay. So how far are you way through it?
Not that far. still got a long way to go.
Now, Richard, who was that in the background I heard there? Was that your rabbits? I like
no.
it.
No. Sorry.
Oh, damn. Thought the rabbits were back. That's good. Okay, right, news. What's been happening? Anything that's caught your eye? Let's start with maybe James?
Well, I don't know if you saw, but they've announced some more Game Pass games today.
I saw, yeah.
Eight more. Okay. It's amazing, isn't it, how they keep putting so many games in.
Yeah.
But this time we've got PES 2020.
That is the
new PES.
Yeah, the newest.
Yeah.
When did that get released? In September?
Yeah. That's not a good sign for PES, though,
no,
is it?
It isn't.
It's terrible.
But
it's a really good game.
Oh, that's good. You've reviewed it, didn't you?
Yeah. Offline, it's an absolute no-brainer.
Okay.
Get yourself involved. What else is in there? The Division?
Yeah, that's the first one.
The first one. Still a great game, though.
And what's that Kung Fu-y type, Matrix-type fun game? Pedro. That's out this week, isn't it? The Pedro.
My friend Pedro.
Yes.
The one with the banana.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow.
That's meant to be great. Fun.
Yeah, it's a shooter, isn't it? I think.
And it's all the physics. You're kind of doing really special, like almost like trials. You're doing all special ways how you shoot people. Like you're flipping around and hitting.
It looks chaotic.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else was there? Overcooked 2.
Overcooked 2. Yeah.
That's another chaos game.
Yeah.
Pure carnage when you play that one. Come on. But yeah, it's amazing how they bring old games, new games, and it's always a nice mixture.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's always something for someone.
No, it's amazing, isn't it?
It is. There's even anime in Naruto. The Naruto games come out as well.
I'm against it now. I don't know what that is.
It's a football game, though, isn't it, James?
I wish it was. It much better if it was.
What is it? What is Naruto?
It's called Naruto to Boruto, Shinobi Striker. It's actually a team-based fighting game.
See, just the name of the game tires me out before I even thought about playing it.
It tires me out. It's trying to pronounce it. yeah, we've got quite a few games to look forward to.
Yeah, no, it's great still. Yeah.
In the next week.
Anything, Richard, you've seen that that's caught your eye this week?
Yeah, but it's not specifically game related.
All right.
I wanted to talk about the game Christmas Tinner.
Oh, no.
What? I don't know what this is.
This apparently is a real thing that they've been doing for a few years now, but this is the first I've heard of it this year because they've brought out veggie and vegan options for it. But it is for gamers that don't want to leave their gaming chair on Christmas Day. That's straight from the website.
Right.
It's a Christmas dinner in a tin.
Like, so like a microwave meal sort of thing.
But yeah, but because they've got with the veggie and the vegan options.
Yeah.
But then the traditional one has got 9 different layers of food. But my biggest question is, because if you're eating it, you're going to have to heat it up.
Yeah.
And then if you heat contents from a tin up, they're all just going to merge into one. But these 9 layers, so if, I guess if you tipped it out of the tin and managed to keep it in that same shape as you cooked it, your first layer would be scrambled egg and bacon, which as a nice breakfast is fair enough, followed by 2 mince pies. Which I guess if you wanted a nice sweet treat after your Christmas Day breakfast, makes sense.
Yeah.
Then you get turkey and potatoes, gravy, bread sauce, cranberry sauce, Brussels sprouts with stuffing or broccoli with stuffing. There appears to be 2 options there.
Oh, can't work.
Roast carrots and parsnips.
Right.
And then to finish, a layer of Christmas pudding.
A layer of Christmas pudding. That's what you want. Yeah.
But I don't
understand. So is it all in each of these tin? How big is this tin?
It looks like it's a regular tin.
Yeah. Okay, tin of baked beans, that size.
No.
Yeah. And it's properly stuffed in there. I think the veggie one's worse, though. Because that seems to go all over the place. That has a nut roast, mushroom wellington, sprouts as your top 3 layers.
And then?
And then a Toblerone.
I love it. So is it just like, it's just a tin? It's a tin, but like a tin of baked beans with all this. It's like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, isn't it?
Yes, but not as tasty, I imagine.
Wow. So this is for the gamer. God,
I wouldn't feed it to a dog.
We get a bad reputation, don't we? Gamers.
Yeah. It doesn't do us any favours at all.
No, it looks disgusting.
God.
I'm waiting for them to be back in stock, though, so I can report back on how it actually tastes.
I want you to have one. Yeah, you've got to come back next time. To
report. I will.
Yeah, please. Now, the one thing I saw this week that I thought we could just chat about for a little bit is Phil Spencer came out this week. And we had, in the last couple of weeks, we had 2 things. The Half-Life VR trailer came for their game. Did you see that, you two? The Half-Life?
Alex, was it?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks amazing. And I think they're doing it on their own VR headset, is that right? What's the name of the company called again?
Steam.
That's right, and they're doing their own one, aren't they, for this game? So it's a. Mm-hmm. I think they're launching the headset with this game, and I think that's the way it's going to be a big earner for them, and hopefully, and it looks very different to some of the VR stuff I've seen. It looks really ambitious and looks beautiful as well. And then we had Phil Spencer this week from Xbox talk about the Project Scarlet. What do we call it? Project Kickstarter or something, didn't we?
We renamed it.
He said, I don't think we're not that interested in VR. We're not going to go down that road with the new one. That's basically what he's saying. I'm paraphrasing, of course. Which made me think about VR and have that, just getting your opinions on VR. Is Xbox not doing VR? Of course the PlayStation does it, and maybe the new PlayStation 5 will expand that even further. Are we missing out? What's our thoughts? Are we missing out on the VR? Phil Spencer today said he found a VR quite isolating rather than this whole...
Well, some people want that.
Yeah?
I think it's good to have the option to have it. Like Kinect, they didn't put much into that for the people that did want to use Kinect.
Right.
And the same with VR. There's so many people that love VR. It would sell well enough, I think, if Xbox did something with it. And I think not having it will push a few people over to the other side.
Okay.
I think so, anyway.
And Richard, have you got a VR head? Well, the rabbits have destroyed it.
I have another one. Okay. And since getting it back, I've used it quite a bit actually in the past week.
Right.
But I enjoy VR. I think you're right in what you say. It's a very, very isolating experience. I know that PlayStation are trying to get games on there. So there's one game, and I can't remember the name of it, that came out where one person was using the VR headset and then another player was using the controller, and you were sort of working together in that way.
Right.
But for the full immersion using VR, you have to have headphones in anyway. So when the game that I've played most on my VR headset is probably Skyrim, because I think it works well, having had that experience of playing Skyrim for hundreds of hours before and then being able to play it in VR, I'm like, this is a really good experience. And I know, because I know what I'm doing on it, so I know what to expect.
Yeah.
But to be properly immersed in it, you need headphones in. For the 3D sound.
But you can play online with people in that VR world as well, can't you?
Yes. There are a couple of VR games. I think that the only one that I've played isn't very good, though.
Okay.
There's a shooting one, isn't there?
Firewall. Is it called
Firewall?
Firewall.
Yeah.
It's a Farpoint as well.
Yeah.
Because they're
good. Get involved with others. But it is quite a solo experience, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's hard, isn't it? Because it is, you know, I have the problem I've got is, you know, I've got a partner who hates, not doesn't hate me playing games, but is just not interested in games at all. And I can sort of get away with, because we've been together for years, of playing a game in the corner and then there, but I don't think I could get away with putting a headset on my head and running
around.
Swinging
your arms around.
Running and shooting a gun. That's the problem I've got. That's the issue with it, I think, is it becomes quite... they've made a big effort making those kind of party games that people experience it and they can have fun with it. And it's always very fun watching someone in VR, but as a full-time gaming, it's quite hard to do that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not something that I would play all my games in, by any means. But for short bursts, it is still a lot of fun, even when I'm playing it on my own and there's no one else in the house. I would struggle to play with it, say if my partner was in the house, though, because you get that involved in it that there could be someone robbing your house basically, and you wouldn't know about it.
It's a good tip for robbers. Look out for virtual reality people, and then that's it. You're in. it's hard. I don't know if the Xbox are going to miss out by not having it. I don't know what the PlayStation are going to come out with. Of course, they might come with a whole new version of that headset. They probably will, won't they? They'll probably come up with a version 2 of that, because they want.
I think it'd be a wireless one, though. I think that's the way they need to go with it.
Okay. I need to do some more of it. It just makes me feel sick. That's the problem. I just can't stand it after a while. I can only do a little bit of it as well. It's about having every other game, isn't it? It's you've got to have a certain type of game in that world.
Yeah. I think you'd spend a lot of time in the menus configuring it to your viewing abilities so that you don't and get sick with it.
Yeah. Okay, good. We should. I really want to play that Half-Life game, though. That Half-Life game looks very, very good. Okay, but we've got to move on, because we need to do a quiz. And we're going to do a new quiz this week, because we've got Richard on. Every time we have Richard on,
yes,
we do something new. And Richard's going to lead the quiz, which I'm really excited about.
I'm ready.
So, Richard, I'm going to hand over to you to explain the rules.
Thank you. So, it's not a difficult quiz, I don't think. It's just 20 questions.
Okay.
First 10 are video games. Second 10 are Christmas questions, because it's that time of year. But rather than be fully Christmas questions, there are still some that are a little bit geeky.
Okay.
So hopefully it won't be too bad. I think we decided that I was going to ask a question and you guys were going to produce sound effects to sort of say who was answering the question.
Can we hear yours, Gareth?
That's my voice.
Sounds disturbing.
Yeah. I don't know if I can keep that up. That's killed my voice. Yeah, go on, sorry. Yeah.
What's yours, James?
It's going to sound like some weird 70s porn film. Someone tunes in. Yeah.
I'll try and keep a straight face while that's going on.
Right.
But yeah, so let's go with the first 10, which are video game related. So question number one then is a bit cryptic. It's probably the question I'm most proud of for Ryan. So would you kindly tell me the name of this game that released to rapturous applause back in 2007? That's Gareth, right?
Bioshock.
That is correct.
Yes.
Well done.
James, did you
I never heard you do that sound.
Nice, I like that. Good.
Question number two. How many mainline Splinter Cell games has there been? James?
Is it six?
It is six. Well done.
Well done, James.
The last one was in 2013.
That's a
long time ago.
Yeah, good.
A new one.
Yeah.
Question number three. Typically used in MMORPGs or PvP games, what does DPS stand for? James again.
Damage per second.
Well done.
Damn you, James.
I'm getting used to the sound effects now. I know who's who, finally.
Yeah. Good.
Question four. Which series features Garrus Vakarian? Garrus?
Game of Thrones?
No.
Oh, damn.
I don't know what to do now. Do I leave it for James?
We just sit in silence for 10 minutes.
Yeah, they do great. Hang on. No, I don't know.
It's Mass Effect.
Damn.
I never met that.
Two of the biggest games from the last generation, Skyrim and The Witcher 3, but which sold more copies?
I'm going for Skyrim.
Yep, well done.
Thank you. It's
got to be Skyrim. I mean, Witcher.
Skyrim's been on every format, including the one on the toilet.
Yeah.
But The Witcher is better.
30 million versus 20 million copies.
Oh,
you've not played Skyrim yet, James, have you?
No, I've not played Oblivion yet. I haven't scored Oblivion. One day.
Yeah.
Question six. Which game won the Game of the Year Awards at the Game Awards last year? James?
I've no idea. Sorry.
I knew it and my mind went blank. Can I come in?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't need to do that. We know it's me. Sorry. God of War.
Yes.
Yay. It was a clip. It was a tricky one, that. It could have been Red Dead. I had a feeling.
I did have all the nominations down if you were struggling a bit, but well done.
Thank you very much.
Odd one out time.
Good.
So I've got four words here and I need to know the odd one out. So they are Brotherhood, Syndicate, Martyr, or Origins.
Ooh.
James?
Martyr.
And why is that?
All the rest of Assassin's Creed games.
Well done.
Very good, James. Very good.
Cheers.
Question eight. Which long-running series features Cactuars, Tombris, Moogles, and Chocobos? Gareth. Just, I think.
Final Fantasy.
Well done.
Yeah. This is getting tense.
Had to have one of those questions in there.
Yeah. I like. I was definitely first.
We've gone to VAR though, and Gareth, I'm afraid. Question nine, I think maybe the trickiest one. What controversial item did the Dead Island Riptide Collector's Edition contain? Gareth?
It was a head? A zombie head? No.
No, sorry.
No, it wasn't.
It's close.
No. Oh, yeah. I'm going to say, was it a pair of zombie breasts?
I'm going to give it to James there.
Get in.
Was it really?
The actual answer I've got down is a mutilated female torso statue.
That's it, yeah.
And it was depending on which location, whether it had a United States bikini or a Union Jack bikini.
Yeah. Wow. I remember that one.
That the developers, and I quote here, will take on an iconic Roman marble torso sculpture and a striking conversation piece.
Mm.
The world was a different place before Me Too, wasn't it?
Definitely.
So slightly.
Wow.
Last video game question then.
Yeah.
What year was the first Grand Theft Auto game released? Gareth?
1997.
Spot on, well done.
Ooh. Oh, I knew I was going to say
before my time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you want a score update after that round then? Or
yeah, go on.
Yeah, go on, yeah.
It's very close. Yeah. Gareth has got 5 and James has got 4.
Ooh, it's Christmas though.
Remember me, count.
Joe's his specialist subject. This is Christmas.
Well, don't put the pressure on.
Yeah, we. If you lose to me on this, wow.
If I lose to you on anything, it's disappointing.
This next question, there's different interpretations of it, but I'm going for the one that I've got written down. And if according to the song, what did my true love give to me on the 7th day of Christmas? And I'm only looking for the new item, not the full list.
God! Oh, I can't even remember the song. All I know is Gold Rings. Oh no.
It's a cross between both sound effects there.
I'm going to go for 7 Lords of Leaping.
Nope.
Nope. Damn.
Nope. James, you've got 11 more to choose from.
I don't know. 7 swans are singing. Not okay.
It's 7 swans are swimming.
Oh. So close.
Do I give that to you?
I think you should get it.
Yeah, yeah, it's Christmas, so yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well done. Question 12. What time is the Queen's Christmas message traditionally shown on TV? Gareth, just?
3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep, well done.
James is fuming.
I was going to say 12 o'clock.
So oh, good. That's good. Good.
I don't watch it.
All right. They've had a bad year, James. They've had a terrible year. You can't diss them on that. Watch it.
Question 13.
Yeah.
Which fruit is used in the making of a Christingle?
Oh, that's a tricky one.
Gareth?
Cranberries.
No.
Is it orange?
It is. Well done.
Oh, well done, James.
It represents the world.
Oh. It does. Yeah.
You knew that, yeah. Didn't you?
Did. Yeah.
Question 14. In God's Own Country, Yorkshire, what food is traditionally eaten alongside a slice of Christmas cake? Gareth?
A goose?
James?
Pigeon?
Pigeon's slightly closer because we can't afford goose in here. but no, it is actually cheese.
Obviously, wow. Yeah.
What kind of cheese?
I think it's usually Wensleydale, although I can't say I've ever tried it.
I like that. Good. Try it this year, Richard. You need to try the tin of Christmas cheer and the Wensleydale with your Christmas.
Would do, but I don't like Christmas cake, so I think that's probably stopped.
Yeah,
you got to do it for the podcast.
Okay, you convinced me. Question 15 then. Yeah. What is the biggest selling Christmas single of all time in the UK? I think that was James.
Yeah, I think so.
Is it Last Christmas?
It isn't.
No.
Is it White Christmas by Bing Crosby?
No.
Is it Band Aid?
It is Band Aid, yeah.
That was my second choice.
White Christmas, I think, is the biggest selling single in the world.
Yeah.
UK, it's Band Aid. Do They Know It's Christmas?
That's good.
The original one, not the Dizzy Rascal version, anyway.
Definitely not.
Less said about that one, the better. Question 16.
Yeah.
The popular Santa tracker by Google first launched in what year?
Oh.
Gareth?
2006.
Not quite.
Ooh.
James?
2007.
Oh, 2004.
Oh. That's a tough one.
That is a tough one. That's a good question.
Question 17. Which Marvel Cinematic Universe film is set around Christmas? Gareth?
Iron Man 3.
Well done.
Ooh, I've got a Marvel one as well.
Gutted.
He's absolutely seething now.
I put that one in specifically for you, James, as well. Question 18. Complete the first line of this carol. Good King Wenceslas last looked out.
Ooh.
James.
Of his window.
Gareth.
Good King Wenceslas last looked out on the Feast of Stephen.
Done.
Did it even make sense? You're making this up now.
Stephen's feasts are always the best feast to look upon from a window.
Stephen puts on a spread. Yeah. Let's be honest. Question 19.
Yeah.
For 2019, which selection tin contains the most unique variety of chocolates? Is it Celebrations, Roses, or Quality Street?
Ooh.
James?
I believe it's Roses.
Incorrect.
No.
I'm going for Quality Street.
Quality Street it is.
It's in the title, James. It's in the title. Quality.
It's not been quality for years.
I didn't even bother including Heroes in that because that is a pitiful selection. But yeah, Quality Street has 12, Roses has 11, and Celebrations has 8.
Wow.
And then question 20, because I think it needs putting out there that Die Hard is a Christmas film. So what is the name of the building that Alan Rickman takes over in Die Hard? James.
Is it Nakatomi Tower?
Yes, I'll take that. Nakatomi Plaza.
Well done. We gave like a pigeon as well at the end.
Yeah, I got really excited.
Good.
So I will just count them up.
Yeah.
I think I know the result anyway.
Do you?
Yeah, I'll get my coat.
That was fun. I enjoyed that.
It's close.
Yeah, well done, Richard.
So James managed 7 correct. And Gareth got 9.
Wow.
Well done, Gareth.
Thank you very much. Am I the king of Christmas now? Is that what it is?
You get a Feast of Stephen.
I get a Feast of Stephen. I'm going to call him over and deliver roux.
I get a Christmas.
Can I have one of Stephen's feasts, please? Thank you very much, Richard. That was good. I enjoyed that. It's great.
Thank you.
Now, before we go, we've got to go. We've got to go soon because it's running out. We've been on here for an hour and a bit. Anything we've been looking forward to? It's quite quiet now. We've got all the major games coming out. Richard, anything you're seeing? Look forward to the next couple of weeks?
Just playing some more Final Fantasy VIII. I think get that one review done before Christmas and then sort of make a bit of an inroad on the backlog.
I think that's a good idea. It is that kind of time of year to get rid of all the games in the year to look at the ones you... Especially on Game Pass, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely need to do some Game Pass this Christmas.
What about you, James?
Yeah, I'm going to do all my backlog at Christmas. Every single game, back to back. So I'll see you in 5 years. No, I am genuinely going to try Spider-Man. Finally.
Oh, good. You love Spider-Man.
I think, I don't know why I put it off for so long, but I think if I don't do it now, I'll never do it with a new console coming out.
Absolutely. Yeah, so and the inevitable sequel.
Well, as well, yeah, exactly. So yeah, Spider-Man.
I think I'm going to play The Outer Worlds. That's going to be my Christmas game on the Xbox Game Pass, I think. I really fancy that. And I'm going to also... Oh, no, actually, no, that's in the next two. That's in the next podcast. We won't do that. We won't talk about that yet.
Don't spoil it.
No, I'm not going to spoil it. So thank you very much, Richard, for coming on.
Thank you for having me again.
Thanks very much.
Enjoyed it.
I'll see you again soon, mate. Thank you.
You're a good loser. And I emphasize the word loser.
Yeah, it's easy for you, but yeah.
I will see you in 2 weeks' time. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the official podcast of the XboxHub.com. We had found all the notes of this show at www.thexboxhub.com/podcast. You can also check out our social feeds on Instagram and Twitter at the Xbox Hub and search for the Xbox Hub on Facebook.